You are listening to the Virginia Bankers Association Legislative Bulletin Live. I'm your host, Heather Derflinger, Government Relations Specialist for the Virginia Bankers Association. On this podcast, we will be covering legislative updates every 2 weeks throughout the 2022 General Assembly session. The theme of today's episode is starting divided and united. So let's dive right in. The Virginia General Assembly kicked off 60-day 2022 session on Wednesday, January 12th. As you may know, there were recent elections in November that have shifted the political dynamic at the Capitol this year. Virginians elected Republicans to all three statewide offices and gave them back a narrow 52-48 majority in the House of Delegates after 2 years of Democratic control. Newly elected Governor Glenn Youngkin was sworn in at his inauguration on Saturday, January 15th, and wasted no time issuing executive orders on several key issues. Meanwhile, Democrats retained a 21-19 majority in the Senate, where new Lieutenant Governor Winsom Sears, a Republican, has the power to break tie votes. This politically divided government is likely to bring stalemates on some of the more divisive legislation this session, while halting the stream of progressive policies passed by the Democratic majority over the last 2 years. In addition to this new balance of power, this year marks the start of Virginia's new biennial budget. For those of you that don't know, Virginia operates on a 2-year budget cycle. In December, outgoing Governor Northam introduced his proposed 2-year spending plan for the Commonwealth, which included some promises of the Youngkin campaign, such as cuts on Virginia's grocery tax and income tax relief for working families. Northam's plan also included pay increases for teachers, state police, correctional officers, and others. While similar to Governor Youngkin's promises made on the campaign trail, the new administration and Republican leadership have made it clear they intend to return more to Virginians through tax relief, thanks to Virginia's expected $3 billion budget surplus. The General Assembly will have the opportunity to amend the budget throughout session before sending it to Governor Youngkin's desk for his amendments and approval. Although Republicans may have some more ambitious plans, agreement between the outgoing and incoming governors on several key issues hopefully spurs a positive start to session and a leading example of a willingness to work together for the betterment of all Virginians. Many in the new Republican majority have been vocal about seeking to undo the more progressive policies enacted under the recent Democratic-controlled government. At the same time, new Speaker of the House, Delegate Todd Gilbert, has indicated that the House Republican Caucus's main goal will be to support the agenda of Governor Youngkin. Some issues of priority for the new administration and Republican majority include greater parental control in education, preventing crime and supporting law enforcement, encouraging economic development and job creation, and reducing governmental regulation. The governor already signed 9 executive orders and 2 executive directors on his first day, ranging from withdrawing the mask requirements in schools to creating a new chief innovation officer position in his cabinet. Amidst all of this change, the Virginia Bankers Association will be active in many legislative areas this session, such as virtual currency, tax policy, and regulatory programs. Don't forget to tune in on February 7th for a new episode of the VBA Legislative Bulletin Live, where we will further explain some of the policies we are working on and provide updates on how session is going. To learn more about the legislation the VBA is involved with, please visit vabankers.org and go to the government relations page to sign up to receive our biweekly legislative bulletin. Thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next time.